Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I am Mr. Clean. Get it? Anyways, so the Games for Broke podcast obviously has not been going on weekly as promised, but I'm trying to by mitigating, trying to mitigate that by doing a kind of just one-man show with the gaming news and then the podcast on Friday. So that way, at least you have one man's opinion. Hopefully you enjoy this. This is the first time I'll be doing this, so hopefully it's good. And then you'll have the podcast. So that way you're not left without anything. I do appreciate everybody that's listening. I do appreciate all the subscribers. I do appreciate you in general. So yeah, these would be my thoughts on gaming news. So I'm gonna start with no, I'll stay with that. No. No. Know. We'll start with something small. All right, so the PlayStation Classic was announced. It's gonna be $100 and I have 20 games on it. There were only a few games that were announced. I think it was like Final Fantasy VII and Tekken 3 was one of them as well. That's interesting. I'm iffy about it. I never really was a fan of even the Nintendo Classics. And I think it's smart for them to do it, but I also think that they could have just implemented this into their own system. And that was kind of, that would be cooler because I do have some PlayStation 2 games on PlayStation 4. I think Max Payne, the original one, and what's the other one? Manhunt. So I don't know. I much rather have that on my current hardware than having to buy something separate to play it on, because otherwise I'm probably not gonna play it, to be honest. It comes with two controllers and they're not DualShock controllers, so there'll be no support for games that use that. So that I don't know, you're more likely to figure out what games are gonna be supported. More likely some RPGs, some fighting games. Nothing too crazy. I'm gonna pass. I'm really not that interested in it. We'll see how well it sells, especially if the Nintendo 64 Classic comes out. I don't know if that'll outsell the PlayStation Classic. I think it'll 100% depend on the price and what games they're offering. Because Nintendo's more than likely going to put something in there that, going to put something in there that more than 20 games, obviously. Well, I would assume so. I think they had 60 games in the original Nintendo Classic, so if that's the case, then I think the Nintendo 64 would be a better buy, especially if it's a little bit cheaper. I'm not a fan of the controller, but we'll see. I'm probably not going to purchase either one of them. I don't see the point in it. If you really want to play those games, you can. You just on any laptop, any computer, or any on your cell phone, especially with Android. iOS a little bit harder to do, but I know on Android you can play, all the classic titles on your phone or on your computer. So I don't know. And if you really, feel bad about pirating it, then go, find it, purchase it, and then download the version. So let's do that. So, we'll see how well it does. It's interesting. It looks kind of cool. Yeah. So let's see. I guess we can get into this whole loot box and gambling thing. So basically, you got 2K asking their fans to, hey, can you let them know that you want these microtransactions in your games in Belgium and the Netherlands? They're going to end up having to remove those things, otherwise face legal trouble like EA is facing for not removing their loot boxes. Now, for anybody who watches the channel, or you can go back in my previous videos, what I think about loot boxes, I think it's so irritating to have this type of thing implemented in your game because I don't know, maybe it's because I come from a time when you actually had to earn the stuff that you were trying to in game that you didn't have to, you know, this you couldn't skip or other cheat codes, but you get my point. I don't understand why people don't make more of a fuss about this. We're sitting over here fighting about crossplay and Sony, but this should be, I think this should be the main focus. If anything, this is more anti-consumer than everything. You have actual companies that are sitting here charging $60 for a game and then trying to make it harder to progress in game to entice you to purchase loot boxes. especially for an online multiplayer game where, you know, it's you ride or die on how much of, let's say, for example, in NBA 2K, how good your character is. Someone could pay to, you know, level up their character. I think that's a flaw. So we'll see how this goes. I know 2K is planning on, like, they want to put that in all their games. I really hope and pray it's not going to be in 2K19, the WWE 2K19, because I'm for the first time I'm actually interested in playing that game because of their the new career mode, that being more single player focused and not so random, and kind of the goofy stuff they're doing with the big head mode and the white compound, the broken universe. It looks a lot more fun to play because I'm not a huge fan of realistic fake wrestling games. If you want to go back, I still think that one of the best wrestling games is Here Comes the Pain, and then SmackDown vs. Raw 2007, I think, was that point where it was, you know, it was almost perfect. It wasn't perfect by no means, but it was almost perfect. So hopefully this game is a lot more fun to play. They said they sped up the gameplay because that's one thing I complained about, was how slow it was. It just, I don't know. I fell out of it as soon as 2K15 hit. It was just boring as hell. Slow, grindy, just annoying. So hopefully with this new campaign, all that stuff, it worked. It's a lot better. But I didn't play the previous game, but I found out there were loot boxes in the game. I don't know if you could buy them or not, but there were loot boxes in the game, and you would have to unlock certain stuff too for your created character in the career mode. It's like, what the fuck? So I don't know. We'll have to see. Because if there's a loot box in that game, I'm like automatically just gonna return that shit. Or just give it to GameStop. Like, you can have it GameStop, whatever. Go ahead and give it somebody else so they can get it used. GameStop. Well, regardless, I don't know. They're like, EA and 2K are really, like, really fighting for this thing. Like, they're really, and like, I get it from a business standpoint because that's like billions of dollars, but like, still, like, to the point where they're trying to like break laws in order to do it. Greedy shit. I don't know. What do you guys think? Would you rather pay $80 a game, and then there are no microtransactions in the game? And by microtransactions, I mean currency and like game-changing things that you can buy, not like, you know, cosmetics. If you're gonna buy an outfit, I really don't give a shit. That's fine. I think that's the way it should be. Like, you should just have an option, like, okay, I want to buy this specific thing. You should be able to get that specific thing if you want it. I got no issue with that. You put extra time and effort to creating that piece of content, so I think you should be able to charge for it. It's fine. I don't like the whole loot box thing where you're buying a box hoping to get that one thing. I think you should be able to just pick and choose. And that's how they get you. That's how they get you to spend more money, because it's the, you know, the chance of getting something. But at the same time, it's so flawed. And the fact that that's in sports games every year and you don't hear nothing from them. Have a video on that too. On sports games and why they shouldn't be a yearly thing. That's bullshit. They shouldn't be. UFC is the only game that gets a pass, not because I personally play it, but because it doesn't come out every year. It comes out every 2 to 3 years. So there's actual changes in between them, stuff that they can actually do. There's only so much you can accomplish in a year. So we'll see. We will see where that goes. It's only going to go well because they're doing like across almost, you know, the whole world. They're like doing an investigation on loot boxes and how they affect people. And honestly, yeah, it's like it's gambling. It is virtual gambling. You're placing money, you're betting on whatever you want to get out of it. That's what you're betting on. So we will see. I'm really hoping this thing dies out. I'd rather pay the $80 or per game than have to deal with that garbage, especially in single player games like Devil May Cry, which I don't understand why it's even in there. When people say like, oh, well, you don't know what they're gonna do with it, you know, you don't know how they're going to implement it, or it's going to affect your gameplay. It's like, okay, why else would they put it in there? Do you honestly think they care about your time? They want you to play. The whole point of coming out with a game and keeping track of it afterwards is engagement. They want those engagement numbers. They want to keep you engaged. They want to keep you there playing the game. So for a single player game, why would they give you an option to take a shortcut if they weren't going to create something to make that more enticing? They want you to buy the stuff. So why would they make it so that it doesn't affect the gameplay at all? It's just there. Honestly, then why would you do it? If you didn't create that kind of gap that you had to put in a crap ton of effort in order to achieve and make it so that you know, that $5 to just skip that portion of the game was more enticing than, you know, no point in putting in the game, right? If it's there, it's there for a reason, and they're going to implement steps so that you're more enticed to do that. So I don't know why people, like, you know, have good faith in some of these companies, especially Capcom. They're like the kings of this shit. Back on the 360, before DLC, they were putting characters in game and then making you buy a key to unlock those characters. Come on. The character was already on the disc. It's not DLC at that point. It's just, you're not allowing me to unlock it. I have to pay for it. So I don't know. We'll see when it comes out. I have zero faith in it whatsoever. I think the only thing that will change is if enough people complain about it, that they'll alter it. So hopefully that happens. But I mean, people were like, oh, well, the Shadow of War got rid of it eventually. He's like, yeah, they already got all their money. So why? It was like a year afterwards. They already got all their money. People that were going to play it and spend that money, already gone. They already bought it. They already spent the money. So yeah, no shit, they got rid of it just to save face. Oh, we can do this as a last ditch effort to save some face. No, you already got your money. All right, so the whole Nintendo Switch Online thing is kind of annoying to me. I think it's really weird, like, where a lot of people that were Nintendo fans or even Xbox fans that were fighting for crossplay, something that is really not a thing. It hasn't been for a long time, but all of a sudden they want to die on that hill. But when Nintendo comes out with a online service that maybe $20, maybe doesn't even have like the full functionality of an online service, I just don't understand it. It perplexes me. If you honestly think that just voicing your opinion is going to help, then you're wrong. Until you affect their bottom dollar, nothing's going to happen. You could sit here every day. Let's say I own a restaurant, and you come in, and you order a sandwich, and that sandwich tastes like shit. And you're like, hey, this sandwich tastes like shit. And I say, oh, well. And you eat it. You come back the next day. I give you the same sandwich. You say it tastes like shit. I say, oh, well. And you eat it. And you keep doing that. Why the fuck would I change my sandwich? Why would I put in any effort to change or make my sandwich better if you come in and keep paying for it? I don't know. That's the way I see it. And then just at that, I honestly think that makes a lot more sense. But as soon as you stop coming in and stop giving me money, it's like, oh, snap, I better change my ingredient. Otherwise, I'm going to lose customers. But that's not what they want to fight for. You know, they don't want to fight for no friend codes. They want to fight for native voice chat on the console. They want to fight for freaking being able to message somebody without a cell phone. You're messaging people on Twitter. Hey, you want to play something on the Switch? Something that, you know, Xbox and PlayStation have had for a while now. It's like simple shit. I don't understand why that's not the norm for Nintendo. I don't get it. Like, it's right there. It's right there. And even if they had to break down their whole infrastructure and reset everything so that people could use, like, change their names and all that shit like that, and then they should have just did that with the new Switch before anybody bought anything, because you couldn't bring anything over anyway. Everybody has to create a new account. You start from scratch. You couldn't bring over anything from the Wii U regardless, or your virtual console or anything else. So you already made the account useless. So you might as well just, and then just link it to the old one. Just have a link with, like, you have like rewards points or some shit like that. Oh yeah, I do. I know it was more complicated than that, but it's already there in front of you. Like, there's no secret. There's no, code that Sony and Microsoft are hiding. It's right there. I don't know. I find it real funny that people continue to buy this stuff and but bitch at other companies about their stuff. I guarantee you, though, if no one bought the online service, it'd be fixed. It would 100% be fixed. 100% fixed. There is one thing, because they, the whole debacle with the cloud saving, which, by the way, you can't even, like, they're the online games, you can't even cloud save those. And what I didn't know originally was that the online data, like your KD, your kill, all that stuff, is not saved on their servers, it's saved on your device. So if you lose your device, you also lose your online saves, which is fucking crazy. Like, how do leaderboards work then? You just, every time you go in there, it recognizes, like, oh, this is your stuff. You're at this point in the leaderboard. And then if you don't have that console anymore, it's like, who are you? That's so flawed. I don't understand that's a thing. You lose that thing, you're screwed. And that's a portable console. You could probably get away with that if it was a home console, because it's at home. It's going to sit there. The likelihood of it breaking compared to a portable console, I don't understand it. I don't know. But apparently it's to prevent cheating. I was like, what the fuck are you paying for it for then? If people are going to start giving you money for online servers, then you should be better equipped to prevent people from cheating. I mean, Sony and Microsoft have figured it out. So why can't you? Pretty sure you could hire somebody or get somebody. I mean, pretty sure there's a lot of knowledgeable people that will do it. You just got to pay them, which I know you have money because you started making profit on your Switch from day one. I don't know. Do you do what you want to do, but don't expect a angry tweet and a YouTube video to change anything. You gotta hit them where it hurts. That's their wallet. You don't touch their wallet. If their bottom line is not changed, then why would they? That was funny, was that the freaking online service got, like, hacked, like, the day one or something like that, like a day or two into it. Whatever. So Player Battlegrounds Unknown has apparently been rated for the PlayStation 4, which is a little late, to be honest. But I can see why Sony didn't want the version that they put on the Xbox and the PlayStation 4. They don't want anybody thinking this because of PlayStation 4 that is running like shit. Because anybody who played it on PC knows that it just runs like shit. But the average person would be like, hey, why is this running like garbage on the PlayStation? Is it the PlayStation's fault? But now that it's, like, officially out, like the version 1.0 is out, they're like, okay, put on the PlayStation, but it's too little too late. Fortnite's already got that market, and Call of Duty's right around the corner. Which I didn't get a chance to actually play that beta, but I heard a lot of good things about it. I might try it out. Now that I won't be buying Battlefield, I'm probably gonna buy Black Ops 4, which is unfortunate because I love Battlefield, but their whole system is just, it's like completely fucked. Like, the amount of ammo that you start out with is low to begin with, which, okay, if you have low ammo start out with on sniper class, cool. Assault class, I can live with it. But you starting out with 64 bullets per with a light machine gun, like your whole job is to rain down fire, is to rain down bullets. Why am I starting out with so little ammo? It made no sense to me. There was that, and there was the level up system, how yeah, you level up your gun by actually using it. But I much preferred the way they did it in Battlefield 1, where you had specific how do I say? Like specific little achievements you had to do, like little objectives that you had to complete in order to unlock a gun. That made you want to use the crappy guns. That's how they, that's pretty much how they got you to use like all the guns in the game. Now it's kind of like whatever gun that you're using, that one that you're going to use is how you get, you level it up. So why would you want to switch weapons when you have this leveled up gun already? It just makes no sense. I don't. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. Hold on. Trying to load up something. Hold on. Why isn't it even showing that I'm live? That's interesting. There we go. Okay. This is freaking max. All right, now I see it. All right. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, and oh, not to mention from back to Battlefield 5, anybody could pick you up. Like you don't get full health when you get picked up, but anybody can pick you up. So what's the point of the medic class? Now that World War II, everyone's gonna have assault rifles anyway. So just makes it makes the whole class system just pointless. The only two classes that are different are gonna be the sniper class and maybe light machine gun, slightly. It's unfortunate. It is what it is. Cannot do nothing about it. I'm probably gonna skip it though. I'm gonna go for Call of Duty, surprisingly. I thought I would never do it, and I was talking so much shit about the game. I gotta eat my words. Probably gonna play it for the Battle Royale mode. Give that a shot. It looks fun. Honestly, looks fun. Plus, it looks like it runs a lot smoother than PUBG. So, especially like what 60 is ran at 60 frames with 100 people. It's kind of sad, PUBG. But yeah. So Telltale, they're shutting down unfortunately, which is a surprise, but. Not a surprise because how much stuff that they were producing at once, like how much stuff they were creating at one point in time, it's crazy. They had multiple projects and multiple IPs just all at one point in time. It's, I'm surprised they went as long as they did. It just there was so much coming from that company that was like saying that they were overworked and they were stressed out and all this. It's crazy. The amount of stuff they put out in such a short period of time, I'm not even sure if it affected their quality because I didn't play other games. But they had like they had Borderlands, they had Batman, they had Game of Thrones, like, almost all those going on at the same time. It was like simultaneously. And then they got the rights for Stranger Things on Netflix, which was interesting. But I'm assuming that's not gonna happen, or possibly, I don't know. And then they're They're gonna have like a skeleton crew that's gonna be finishing up the last Walking Dead season. We'll see. But today, apparently, there is a class action lawsuit. Yesterday. Former employees of Telltale Games have filed a class action complaint against the company in California federal court. The complaint alleges that the developer has obligated to provide 60 days notice of the impending termination in compliance with the state's WARN Act. California, you gotta love it. California's labor laws are crazy. Like, you're not gonna get met fucked over. Even it's the only state where, like, let's say you work at GameStop, right? Or at GameStop in every other state, if you're a manager, you work on salary. It's not hourly. So you technically will work 40 hours, but you're working more than 40 hours. You're working like 60. California's a play that shit. So in California, if you work more than 40 hours, you get paid for it by the hour. So, and then even if you're a, waiter or waitress, you'll get your tips, but you also will still get minimum wage. That's California labor laws. But wow, that's unfortunate. I didn't had no idea that they were 100% unaware of what was happening. It was that sudden. It's crazy. That sucks. That really sucks. I will say though, like it was getting pretty tiresome, the engine they were using. That engine was garbage. Like that crap ran horrible and everything. Everything. I heard people playing that on PC that had issues with frame rate, stuttering, glitches, all that stuff. Your shit can't run properly on a PC, and then you bring it down to like a Vita and a phone. That shit was struggling on my phone when I played that. That was funny. They were gonna have a game away for free. Damn. But I will say the Walking Dead series was really good. I enjoyed that one. I didn't play too many of the other ones. It got really tiresome after a while. Walking Dead season one, the season two, and then Borderlands, and then Minecraft, and then Batman, and then Game of Thrones is just so much shit. And I was like, what the fuck? It's too much. It's too much. Way too much. I think if they would have spaced it out a little bit more and their employees weren't so stressed out and there were some better business decisions, they probably would have made it. Probably would have made it. It's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. But at least you have the what's the team that made Until Dawn and whatnot? Until Dawn, let's see, it was a Supermassive Games. Did they make Become Human? Who made Become Human? Human was made by, Quantic Dream. See, we got these two companies right here that made a game exactly like all these other series that Telltale did, but on a freaking ridiculous engine. Those games look amazing. And I would assume if you're not focused so much on gameplay, you can make the game look 100 times better. But for some reason, Telltale just never wanted to upgrade their engine. That's definitely another thing that brought them down. They just did not want to evolve. They were just happy where they were. Very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Where like 275 people lost their jobs. Spider-Man's on top, which everyone should know. Spider-Man is currently the fast-selling game of the year, which is crazy. It is crazy. I don't know. I thought it was gonna be God of War because it's Spider-Man. It's not like God of War, God of War if you own a PlayStation or a PlayStation 2. But Spider-Man, like that's a much broader appeal. It's a superhero. It's Marvel. Especially the movies are going on. Yeah. People are all over that shit. All over that. Not surprised at all. Red Dead Redemption is so number one, the online portion of it is gonna work similar to how GTA 5 was. GTA 5 didn't have their online service in the beginning. It was like a few months later that they had it wasn't even a beta run. Like it came out and it just ran like garbage. You couldn't like trying to I remember trying to sign in and play with my friends. Couldn't do it. And it was like that for weeks, months. Like it took forever. It kind of ruined it for me because for those that 2 week period when you couldn't play, I kind of was like, okay, well, it doesn't work, so I'm just gonna, I beat the campaign, I'm just gonna trade it in. So we'll see how this one, if they do it again, I'm gonna be super pissed if this, if it comes out in the same state as it did on GTA 5 online. That'd be terrible. But it's gonna be, I mean, the beta is coming out in the next month, so they're like, they're being real cautious about it. Wondering how this is gonna work out. Is it gonna be real shark card heavy, or what would they use? Gonna be shark cards, bags of gold, shark gold, shark bags. I don't know. Damn. I get it. Your dick's huge, man. Y'all hear that? You hear that? Jesus, man. Yeah, exactly. Someone else would have screwed out, really? Yeah. If you were like revving your engine up that loud where everyone can hear you, like, what are you trying to prove? I get it. Your dick's huge, man. It must be huge since you're doing that. It must be immense because you're doing that. Annoying. All right. Well, what is it? Yeah. Oh, and then rumor that Red Dead Redemption will also be 105 gigs, which is crazy. 105 gigs. That's about right, though. Mean, that's not the biggest game, is it? I remember when the generation first started, Batman was that game that was big as hell. Batman. Nine. How much were you? Holy shit, it was only 45 gigs? I remember when that was huge. Jesus. I know Gears is like 100. Gears definitely 100. And then since then, it's been like over 100, yeah. With all the deal with the DLCs and all stuff like that. That's crazy, man. I know it wasn't you, Max. I know it you. That is crazy how big games are getting. And then they still insult us with these, terabyte hard drives. One game that's 100 gigs. Come on. Man. Oh yeah, I forgot about this. So this whole crossplay debacle occurred, and me personally, I gave no fucks. Like, I could care less if I could play with someone on PlayStation or not. That's my personal opinion. I don't care. That doesn't bother me. And I understand why companies wouldn't want to do that. Is it anti-consumer? To a degree, yeah. Because if all games were crossplay, you'd have a much longer lifespan for every single game. For example, like on Titanfall on the PlayStation compared to the Xbox, no one was playing on Xbox and almost no one was playing on PlayStation. But if you combine those two, you might have had a decent amount of people playing the game. So from that point, yeah, that's cool. But the thing that I have an issue with is that the only reason why this came up and the only reason why people gave a fuck was because of Fortnite. And every other game does it, but Fortnite was that one. And regardless of like your stuff's connected to the Epic account, all that BS, just fucking Fortnite, man. I give a fuck about Fortnite. Maybe that's why I don't care so much, but like they picked that game to bitch about this in, not any other game. Because there are a whole bunch of games that could be cross-play, but we're gonna bitch about Fortnite. And now that they have it, good on them. But Bethesda, one of those people that were saying, talking shit about to Sony about, not having crossplay and how they were gonna not put their card game on the PlayStation if they didn't support crossplay and all that, and then saying that Fallout 76 could have crossplay, but won't because of Sony. Now that was beforehand. So now that Sony's like, all right, cool. Here's crossplay. And then people reached out to Todd Hines, and yeah, there's still no crossplay. They're not going to be any crossplay because it was never supposed to be there, so they weren't worried about it. How are you going to talk shit about another company and blame them for something that your game doesn't have. And then when they give it to you or give you the option to do so, you pedal back. What's up, Philip? I don't understand it. I think it's I don't know. Yeah, the plague of Fortnite grows strong. Yeah. Fortnite is a cancer. I'm like hoping and praying for once. Look deep in my eyes. For once. Call of Duty, do us a favor and save us from Fortnite. I can deal with you on a yearly basis, and I can deal with your bullshit on a yearly basis, because I probably can buy the game anyway. But for the sake of humanity, everyone out there, buy Call of Duty and play the blackout mode. Enough with this Fortnite bullshit. Enough with Fortnite on your freaking the Switch, the fucking phone. Let's stop. Let's cut the crap. Enough of these stupid videos of people fucking doing the Fortnite dance. And then it's just getting annoying. The Fortnite dance is getting annoying. Hearing about it is getting annoying. The fucking updates. Holy shit. Now I have Fortnite installed on both of my consoles because other people play it. And no, I don't play it. You can check. Matter of fact, we're going to see how many hours I got in Fortnite. We're going to pull my receipts. All right, pull my receipts. Where's achievements? Where you at? What the fuck is this? That's a club. There you go. Duh, it's a trophy thing. Fucking idiot. Yeah, I know. All right, let's find Fortnite. What the fuck, bullshit? Not Windows, asshole. Xbox. Fallout. It's pretty far down. Just show you how long it's been since I played the damn thing. Dude, what the I should be like, I haven't played this shit at all. That'd be a lie, though. I can't fucking. Oh, man. What the fuck? Man, stop playing. Where the fuck is it? Oh, I don't think I have any achievements in it. That shouldn't mean anything, though. If you have zero achievements, it should still show. Did I miss it? There's some games missing on here anyway. For sure. What the fuck? Why do these not show up? Here we go. Fortnite Battle Royale. I have zero achievements. Zero. What the fuck? Let me do that. Here we go. Share. All right, I have zero achievements and what the fuck are my hours? Is there your hours anymore? What the fuck? I thought that was a that totally happened. That was totally a thing. Gamer score, achievements base. Did they take that off? Oh, you motherfuckers. Duty feed? No, friend. Achievements. What the What the fuck? When did that happen? I can't check my hours and that shit no more? No way, I'm mad now. There's some games I actually want to fucking know. Okay, here. That's the time plate. See? That's somebody. It does have the time plate. Like 2 days in that game. What the fuck? All right, well, that didn't even have time plate on that thing, so. As you can see. None. Zero. Zilch. I got no hours in that thing. 0 hours. I got like maybe a couple games with it. Maybe on PlayStation I got some, but that's Xbox. I barely I haven't played it enough for it to even start counting how many hours I've put in that bitch. So, I'm saying we need to stop. Just stop. Just buy Call of Duty. Just buy Call of Duty. This will be the one and only time I'll ever say this. The only time I ever say this. Buy Call of Duty. Play Blackout Mode. Forget Fortnite exists. Please. Before it's too late. Man. Oh, well, Bethesda, back to you. How y'all gonna talk shit about Sony not having crossplay? And then when they say, okay, fine, you can have crossplay, they're like, oh no, never mind. We weren't gonna do that. We were gonna put that in our game. Yeah, you're full of shit. You were never gonna do that. Because maybe it's not as easy as you made it out to be. Because they were trying to make it so like, oh, it's so easy to flip a switch. Guess not. Not in your game. Not gonna be in your game. I could care less if there's crossplay, especially if there's gonna be so like, imagine if there's a hacker or there's somebody who's cheating or there's someone who's, you know, slander some shit, something to annoy the fuck out of you, ruin your experience, whatever. If you're on PlayStation, they're on Xbox, how do you report them? I don't know. Oh, hold on one second. I thought my dog was whining. She is not. It was like a bird or something outside. That's really fucking annoying. All right, well, that's pretty much it as far as news go. But I will say I have been playing a fuck ton of Destiny 2. I know people do still play that game. But it's a lot of fun. I haven't touched, like, the story, like, really the story, nothing like that. I've been playing Gambit, multiplayer, and Strikes. And I've leveled up to, like, 520, 530. I think the max, like, 600. So I'm having a lot of fun. And I'm having a lot of fun just doing random shit. They fixed it. It is Destiny 1 again. I know. Fucked up. If you can get it on sale, go for it with all the deals because you have to have all the DLCs. So only get it if it's on a sale. Is it worth it now? Yes, but at the same time, I can't say that giving them $80 for the whole thing is right in a sense, even though I bought it, but I already had all the DLCs. So if you have all the DLCs, $4 is worth it. If you don't, get the bundle package, but don't pay more than $60 for it. I just still need to do the raid, but game is fire. I'm enjoying the shit out of it. It is back to normal. It's back the way it should be. Bungie. Yeah. Do us all a favor. If you fuck this up again, Destiny 3, whenever this comes out, which is more likely next year if we're going to go by the same times table, if it's in the same state as Destiny 1 and Destiny 2, I will never, ever buy a game from you again. I don't care how good it gets later. If you fuck this up a third time, never again. You come out with a fucking free-to-play game, I won't even download it. So please, don't do this dumb shit again. Because it's dumb. And it's greedy. You're all assholes. Come out with a good game in the beginning. Alright? This is the last time I'm riding this train. The very last time I ride this train. You too, Division. Don't fuck me over, too. You only get one because Destiny got the other one. Anthem. It's EA. Of course they're going to fuck it up. All right, well, anyway. This is Gaming News with Mr. Clean. I do appreciate all of you who are watching and are listening. This will be the makeup, just in case I can't do the podcast on Friday. It's just, you know, just be my thoughts. So tell me if you enjoyed it. Let me know what you liked, what you didn't like. Hit the like button if you did, and let me know why you didn't or dislike it, and like put why, like why you didn't like it. Because of my head, I know, bald, it sucks. I know. I wish I had hair. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. I am Mr. Clean. This was Mind of a Gamer. About 50 minutes. Not bad. Peace, love, soul. Yeah.